Good morning, firstly, to those farmers who had to spend the night in the winter chill of Delhi. Do spare a thought towards them. And of course, good morning to Navjot Singh Sidhu. He really needs a good morning where he hasn't courted another controversy. If he keeps going at this rate, he will soon be occupying more headlines than the Prime Minister himself. Well, this time because one of the people he took a photograph with turned out to be a Khalistani leader. It is 30th November 2018, also the last day of the month, and I know I would book our tickets if Chidambaram accepts the challenge thrown at him by Niti Aayog chief and also Arun Jaitley on the revised GDP figures, which funnily have only corrected the figure for UPA years. And speaking on Niti Aayog, let's begin today's editorial. Niti Aayog, the organization that has given a super duper hit, including demonetization. Not to forget, Niti Aayog chief still peddling propaganda around the success of demonetization, but it's not really helping, and he didn't factor book releases and promotion in his plan to keep a lid on the disaster called demonetization. Now, the former economic advisor, the chief economic advisor to the Narendra Modi government, has spoken out against demonetization. He said, demonetization was a massive, draconian monetary shock that accelerated economic slide to 6.8% in the 7 quarters after it against the 8% recorded prior to the note ban, it said the former chief economic advisor Arvind Subramaniam, breaking his silence on the 8th November 2016 decision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Arvind Subramaniam says that he does not have a strongly backed empirical view apart from the fact that the welfare costs, especially on the informal sector, were substantial. And the government, whoever may be at the center, is a collection of spin doctors. And they can bring a spin to anything. Like with the ongoing case of benching the CBI chief, government intervened in larger public interest so people don't lose faith in CBI. This is what the Attorney General told the Supreme Court, and I really wanted to laugh my ass off there. Don't know which rock has the AG been, but people really don't have faith in the CBI. Maybe businessmen, bureaucrats and politicians do, but public? No. The issue that the Supreme Court has to answer is whether the government acted illegally while sending CBI Director Alok Verma on forced leave. Dushyant Dave, who's appearing for the NGO Common Cause, said that the order sending Verma on leave falls foul of rule of law, and that only the selection committee could act against the CBI director in such a manner. Nariman argued that sending Alok Verma on forced leave was the same as transferring him, and so the government order that sent Verma on leave was illegal. So what happens if the CBI chief is caught red-handed taking a bribe? The CGI Ranjan Gogoi-led bench that is hearing the matter asked Nariman. Nariman replied that even if the CBI chief is caught red-handed, the selection committee must be approached immediately in order to take action against the director. In this case, they did not approach the selection committee. And on to other news. Terror reigned along the road of Kempegowda International Airport, which is Bangalore International Airport, for 90 minutes early on Thursday as 6 machete-wielding gangsters on 2 bikes attacked motorists, vendors and pedestrians and made away with their two-wheelers, cash and cell phones on a 4-kilometer stretch of the highway. Police arrested one of them, shooting him in the leg after he swung a machete at them. A manhunt is on for the rest. Their first victim was a call center staffer waiting for an office cab. One of the gangsters snatched her mobile phone and sped away. Next, they attacked 2 cabbies and snatched Rs 2,000 from one of them. They then stole a tea shop owner's scooter and later snatched Rs 12,000 from a vegetable vendor. The last victim was a goods vehicle driver. And while it was gangsters in Bangalore, it was the thugs of Delhi that were also in news. You know those messages that pop up on your computer screen with ominous warnings like, your computer has been infected with a virus, call our toll-free number immediately for help. Often they look like alerts from Microsoft, Apple, Symantec. Sometimes the warning comes in a phone call. And most people ignore these entreaties, which are invariably scams. But 1 in 5 recipients actually talks to the fake tech support centers. And 6% ultimately pay the operators to fix the non-existent problem. This is according to the recent consumer survey by Microsoft. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, police from 2 Delhi suburbs raided 16 fake tech support centers and arrested about 36 people. Last month, the Delhi police arrested 24 people in similar raids on 10 call centers. And while we are on call centers, let's head to the nearest cell phone factory around Delhi and on to Noida, where hundreds of employees of a Chinese smartphone manufacturing facility resorted to violence after around 200 of them was sacked without notice. Around 1,200 workers of the Hippad Technology India, which assembles and tests Xiaomi phones, went on a rampage, pelting stones at the building and barging into the facility in Sector 63. And while we are on Chinese phone makers, let's head to the latest surveillance program that the government in China has been championing. And it's the cars this time, which are taking your data for a ride straight to destination government. More than 200 manufacturers, including Tesla, Volkswagen, BMW, Daimler, Ford, GM, Nissan, Mitsubishi, and US-listed electric vehicle startup NIO, transmit position information and dozens of other data points to government-backed monitoring centers. The Associated Press has found, generally it happens without car owners' knowledge. The automakers say they are merely complying with local laws, which apply only to alternative energy vehicles. Chinese officials say the data is used for analytics to improve public safety, facilitate industrial development and infrastructure planning, and to prevent fraud and subsidy programs. But other countries that are major markets for electronic vehicles, like the United States, Japan, across Europe, do not collect this kind of real-time data. And critics say the information collected in China is beyond what is needed to meet the country's stated goals. We're talking about stated goals of countries. We head to the G20, where Angela Merkel will not be heading, as she had to turn her plane around and will be missing only the beginning of the session after her plane was forced to make an emergency landing and she had to turn back. But she'll be back. But US President Donald Trump yesterday abruptly cancelled a planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Argentina, registering his disapproval of Russia's treatment of Ukraine and casting new uncertainty over US-Russian ties. And while we are on flights and we leave you for the weekend, our last story is about the Southwest Airlines, who had to apologize after a member of its staff mocked a 5-year-old girl's name. The name of the girl was Absidy, spelled as A-B-C-D-E and pronounced as Absidy. Well, this is really absurd. That is all from us. We will be back on Monday. Till then, take care of yourself. Goodbye and a happy weekend from TakeApart.in.